Welcome to the Chronicle Sports Blog. I'm Andy Moore. Alongside me is Scott Rich. We're here tonight to break down Duke's 79-45 win over Miami of Ohio tonight in Cameron Indoor Stadium. First off the bat, Scott, what are your initial thoughts about the game?
I think the thing that jumps off the page most is the change in the starting lineup for Duke down low. Coming into the season, Miles and Mason Plumlee were widely expected to be the starters. Miles was benched in favor of Ryan Kelly today, and Kelly came in and really showed some promise. He hit a three early on, and he actually was an improved rebounder over Miles. Miles really struggled both in the first game against Princeton and today against Miami of Ohio, and that has to be a little bit of a cause for concern for Duke fans, considering how much emphasis was placed on his and his brother's improvement going into this season.
Yeah, I'll say right off the bat, I loved the Kelly start today. I think Kelly is going to be one of the most pivotal players of the team this year. He's obviously bulked up 25 pounds, and he creates matchup problems up and down the court. That being said, though, I think it was interesting that Coach K said that this was not a demotion or promotion. He said, we'll try some different things to see where our chemistry might be with different units. It's not like a demotion or a promotion. Basically, they're playing three games in a five-day span. This is tournament conditions, and he doesn't want to wear out the starters too early. So while I think there's a very good chance that Kelly will be a starter in the upcoming months, I don't see this as a distinct sign that that's really going
to
happen.
Yeah, and I think if Duke is to be successful this year, all three of those players, both Plumlee's and Kelly, are going to have to be successful. Considering Duke doesn't have the same type of depth in the post that it had last year, and the general inexperience of the post players. And when you look at some of the stats from tonight's game, yes, Mason Plumlee had his first double-double, which was a very encouraging sign. But with both Plumlee's really struggling from the free throw line, Mason was 2 for 6, Miles was 1 for 4. Those are some things that your big men down low, if they're going to be dominant scoring threats like the Blue Devils want them to be, that's something that they have to improve upon. So that's something to look at, especially when Kelly's a much more prolific shooter than either of those two players.
As a side note, first minute 20 for Mason Plumlee in the game, 2 turnovers, a foul.
Not the good start you wanted.
Let's talk about some players who did have a good start, though, namely the two sharpshooters off the bench, Seth Curry and Andre Dawkins. We all kind of knew Seth Curry was going to be good. I didn't really see Andre Dawkins starting off this hot either.
No, it was very interesting to see that in both games, Andre Dawkins and not Seth Curry has been the first guy off the bench. And I think considering the confidence problems you can say that Andre had last year after his hot start, I think that's you can read into that a little more than you might normally based off of what Coach K is doing. He's saying, Andre Dawkins, look, you're our sixth guy, you're our first guy off the bench. And I think he's responded to that. He had another very solid game today. And really, him and Seth Curry coming off the bench completely changes the composition of this team. Whereas last year, there were no scoring threats off the bench. This is a completely different team where when Seth Curry and Andre Dawkins come to the game, it's a completely different look for the Duke offense, and these are two guys that can come in and immediately spark something. And that's something that Duke hasn't had in the last couple of years off the bench.
Yeah, Kyrie Irving picks up his second foul early in the game, and Curry comes in and just plays lights out. He ended up the game with 17 points on 4-for-7 shooting, and he said that's our job, coming off the bench. Our two guards get into foul trouble in a game, so we've got to be ready to come in and play a lot of minutes. So he did his job well, I think it's safe to say.
Yeah, and again, Seth Curry and Andre Dawkins are what makes this team different from last year's team. These guys coming off the bench, Nolan Smith and Kyrie Irving and Kyle Singler, can expend a little bit more energy. You know, yes, they got into foul trouble, but if this was the case last year, if Nolan or John Shire or Kyle got into this type of foul trouble last year, that could have decimated Duke's offensive attack. Duke doesn't lose all that much when, you know, Seth Curry replaces Kyrie Irving or Andre Dawkins replaces Nolan Smith now, which gives the team a lot more options on offense.
For sure. All right. Well, not really much else to talk about from this game. It was a 79-45 blowout, but we will. Duke will play again Friday, and the last game of the Auto Parts Classic. let's end today with the quote of the game. Would you like to take this one, Scott?
Sure. Well, this is a very interesting quote of the game. Comes courtesy of one of our writers who covered this game. After the game, in the press conference, he asked Miami of Ohio coach Charlie Coles whether his team was intimidated at all coming into Cameron Indoor Stadium playing Duke. Coach Coles responded by asking our reporter if he was afraid of bears, of which our reporter answered, well, of course I am. Coach Coles asked him why, and our reporter answered, well, because they're stronger than me. And Coach Coles responded, and again, this is all paraphrasing, well, that's what happened tonight against Duke. And that's got to be an encouraging sign for the Blue Devils when they're able to completely intimidate a team. And, you know, a quite decent team in Miami of Ohio. Remember, this is a team that almost beat Kentucky in the beginning of the year last year. Completely intimidated from the get-go and having their coach admit that. That's a very encouraging sign for the Blue Devils.
And you've got to love that coach-reporter interaction right there. All right, well, that's all. Join us Friday for the post-game breakdown of Duke's next game. Thank you.